I'm Abby.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Katie.
And you're listening to The Fashion Hags.
We love to love
and love to hate
all things fashion. Hey.
Episode 36, hey! Hello, hello.
Or 35 or 37, we have no idea.
It's one of those. It's somewhere in there.
So, mid-30s.
Mid-30s.
Like me.
Somewhere around me. We have a podcast today that I am really excited about. I've been working on the content-ish surrounding this episode with a lady who I just met today, who is our fourth voice here in the basement today, Lindsay Chetek. Am I pronouncing that right?
Chetek?
Chetek.
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 Yeah.
Pardon me.
Although sometimes people think it's French when I go to like the grocery store and they're like, Lindsay Chetek. And I'm like, yes, that's please.
Exotic.
But no, it's Lindsay Chetek. Yeah.
There we go. Well, one of those things is like I've seen your name written a million times and we've been friends on Instagram for a while and I'm like, I don't know if I'm like, or like you've been like my mom's Instagram handle is JellybeanCH because she lives in Switzerland and the abbreviation for Switzerland is CH. It's complicated. Don't ask me. And people keep calling her Jelly Beanch or Jelly Bench.
Jelly Beanch.
Oh, I like call her Jelly Beanch.
I always say Jelly Bean CH in my head.
It's Jelly Bean CH. But it's just funny, those the things you just see written a million times and you're like, I don't even know if this is even remotely correct.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Lindsay.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Podcast listener, enthusiast.
Absolutely.
Boston Terrier owner.
Oh, yeah.
Also, she's wearing a yellow polka dot shirt, which is like
I think,
right up
like,
my alley.
This is, like,
so I think
like,
on all
she's
cylinders
like our demographic,
here. This is great.
Dying for summer.
Our demographic just like, like,
just
like
forcing
manifested
it.
Itself
yes.
spontaneously.
Like when you're putting together a
graphic
business
designer.
Plan. Yeah, when you're putting together a business design of what your customer looks like, we just drew you. This is our picture that we just drew.
This is our target market for the Fashion Hacks podcast.
Call me your muse. No.
Yes.
Totally.
Exactly.
No, exactly.
No.
Exactly. Awesome. You know what? We're going to get along just fine.
We can usually tell like when we have a guest within like the first 60 seconds if it's going to be okay or if we're going to need to push it. So far, we've been pretty good. We never had to push an episode.
No, we've been okay.
We've been good.
Yeah.
Like we've been okay, we're done now. Good. Yeah, go home.
Okay, we'll take a break. Quit while we're ahead. If the podcast ends up being 15 minutes, we're like, nah, forget it. We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Anyway, we'll get into it more later, but Lindsay's helping us make some fucking sweet-ass t-shirts, bro. So
I'm
we'll talk
so
about this
excited.
Later. Katie's putting in a lot of hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm soaked. So we'll talk. We'll get into what that and why we have Lindsay here after that, but let's catch up. Evan, you said yes. We'll start off with you because you were boasting about having something cool to talk about. And I put together an IKEA dresser halfway. That's my story this week.
Yeah, I got
two out of the five drawers done. That's my story.
I wish I did something that practical. You remember a couple of weeks back where I said I was never going to party from 9 p.m.
I was just
going to
say.
Ever again?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But we knew that was a lie.
Dude.
It's a bold-faced
lie. That's not going to happen.
Coming out of your mouth.
Well, I did. I went out on Friday night. My friend, Kebby, and my other friend, Pussy Milk. They're local drag queens.
Yes. I thought you were specifically not going to name names.
Oh no, because I need to name them because they're the whole catalyst as to why that I was out in the four in the fucking morning,
okay,
five in the morning.
So we can point some fingers here.
We can point fingers, but also point because they slayed the floor. They're amazing drag queens in the city. And if you live in the Vancouver area and you like drag or you're interested in getting into drag, just Google Kebby, Google Pussy Milk, and you'll see there.
Well, maybe don't Google Pussy Milk.
Maybe don't Google Pussy Milk.
Not at work.
It's
not on your work computer, at least.
At your home computer.
Just double check you know how to clear
your browser.
Yeah, exactly.
To be clear, it's P-U $$Y.
Well, that makes all the difference.
M-E-L-K.
Milk.
That will make so much of a difference.
That's probably some useful information.
Yes.
But I went to their drag show on Friday night, and that was supposed to be like the extent of the night. Go to the drag show.
High five, go home.
High five, go home. Great work.
When has the drag show been
never,
first thing that
never.
You do?
Never. I should know better by now.
You're not going home after the drag show.
No.
Come on.
I go and I pre-drink before the pre-drink, in which case that's me chugging half a bottle of white wine.
Nice.
Putting on the face.
Yeah.
Doing
at
the
9
beat.
In the afternoon or
at
9
like,
p.m.?
At like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And head over
to my... You do your lashes, you do your hair.
I curl the lash, I do the brow, I do a polite beat. It's evening, so I can do a little heavier than usual.
It's not a daytime, it's an evening.
It's not a daytime look, yeah.
I love how all the makeup talk that we do here is Evan's. It's not mine, it's not yours.
It's not mine.
It's definitely not mine. It's never been mine. Evan, tell me how to contour. I don't know how to do it.
Okay, number one, go to Anastasia Beverly Hills. Get the contour palette.
Save your breath. That's never going to happen.
That sounds expensive.
A sickening supply of Anastasia Beverly Hills.
She the brow lady.
She does brow.
She invented the brow.
Yeah, she does everything.
Okay, anyway, sorry. I've never heard of this.
I digress.
if you want to look like your eyebrows are tattooed on your face by the Anastasia Beverly Hills pomade.
Oh, my mom's going to love that.
Yeah, because that is too much brow. If you have like no brows, you need the pomade. But if you have a thick brow, do not do the pomade.
Okay, we are getting distracted.
We're so far off the course.
Tell us about the drinks.
Okay, so the drag show was amazing. Kebby did an amazing number. It was Rasputin by Bonnie M. Dressed as like a Russian hooker.
I love Bonnie
so
M.
So amazing.
Bonnie M. Christmas.
I will listen to 365.
There's no better album.
And
for sure.
Like, whenever I go, I always like, don't tell me what you're doing because I want to be like snatched bald.
Absolutely.
The track starts and I was just like, I'm done.
This is it.
I'm like Kris Jenner front row with the phone out, like squinting. Like, and then my friend Doug in the background is like, you're doing so good, sweetie. Just like in, and it was such a good number. And then my friend Pussy Milk, aka Desi, came on and did like a full on choreographed acrobatic splits. Like he's like a trained ballet dancer for like 10 years.
Legit.
And he had like this like cute ballet dancer with him in like mesh underwear, like full butt was out, like full butt. And
what song?
It was a FKA Twigs song. I'm not sure which one.
I don't know what that means at all.
Cut Twigs.
That sounds lovely, dear.
Sounds
real nice.
But it was an amazing number. So then after that, like midway through the evening, my other friend Max was like, hey, we're going to go to this bar. And we go to the bar. The party's ending. And then we meet up with these two other guys. And it's just like, oh, we're going to go to the West End. And so it was like flip-flopping back and forth around the city in cabs. And then I'm all of a sudden, I'm just like, I'm out of weed. And
you've had too many drinks. You're out of weed. What are you going to do?
And it's like the buzz is wearing off. And all of a sudden, in the distance, as if like through a mirage, I was like, oh, is that my friend Jared? And that's Shayna. And it's like, that bitch is supposed to be in Scotland. And I see my friend Marissa, who sneak attacked all of us and came to the city.
Didn't she leave?
From Glasgow.
Oh.
And I saw them all at the bar in the karaoke room at Numbers on Davy. And it was just like,
sneaky bitch.
Thank God. Like, thank God I see you. This night was like taking a nosedive real fucking fast. So then, yeah, it was just too damn much.
Did you sing Boney M?
I didn't do any karaoke. There was like 30 people crammed into a room just as big as this podcast room.
Is that at Numbers?
At Numbers.
Where was the drag show?
It's a good room.
The Numbers was at...
I've never been.
We should go. It was at another club
in
like the East Side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they will not be getting airtime on...
on the show. Things. Gotcha.
Fair enough.
There's tea. I went to support my friends. I was on guest list and I didn't buy a drink. So they got none of my money.
Good for you.
Moving on.
That's our way. Strategic.
Strategic. Remember, money talks.
Drag queens walk.
Drag queens, yeah. They sachet.
Yeah. More to the point.
Sachet, Shantae.
Yeah.
Shantae, you stay.
We learned so much from drag.
Drag has given us so much and we have not given a lot back to drag.
No, we just stolen.
Oh, we have
straight up stolen.
Typically drag queens.
They have given us way more than actually all of us probably know.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, I visited the in-laws, so that's what I did.
You made some shit out of wood.
Yeah, we'll get to that because I've been a little bit
obsessed. Oh, is that you're obsessed? Okay, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah.
I did nothing. I kind of almost put together a fifth of an IKEA dresser.
It's coming along. July. We got till July.
Yeah.
One drawer and it's all fucked up, but it's fine. Like I said last week, I'm very well versed in IKEA furniture. I've been putting it together for a long time. This fucking Tarva dresser can suck a dick. So I don't recommend the Tarva. No, so that's my that's my information for you.
Fuck you, Tarva.
Fuck you, Tarva.
Oh, that's annoying.
Lindsay, you got anything? You were trapped in the interior for a while. I don't know if that's what you were going to talk about, but there was a whole bunch of windstorms and I know Lindsay was trapped in a mountain.
Yeah,
for a while. I didn't know that's what you wanted to talk about, but
I'll talk about it. No, there was a big snowstorm and we were on our way to the interior to do some skiing and snowboarding. Closed all the highways and we had to stay in the very beautiful town of Hope, BC.
That's where the shower is.
Nice. Yes, it is. It is. At a really, really
maybe
nice
most redeeming quality
motel.
Is where they shot Rambo 30 years ago.
Definitely. Yeah. There's still that cutout that you can put your face in.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's a good
it
one.
Is yeah. And it's never been repainted. I'm
oh,
sure.
No, it's yeah. great. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's definitely worth the visit.
Everyone gets a sliver.
Worth the drive. Yeah.
Yeah. That's your souvenir.
Yeah. The sliver in your cheekbone.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, funny. That's good stuff.
Anything else more recently that's
fun? Yeah. I booked a trip to Japan.
What?
5 days ago, and we leave in 2.5 weeks.
So jealous.
Oh my God.
So me and my husband are going. We've never been. And
it's on
I'm
my
super,
list
super
of places I want to go. I've been to Narita Airport and lost my goddamn mind. And I was only there for 2 hours.
Yeah,
my brother
I can't
was
wait.
Like, ease up.
Like, I can't wait.
Dial it back. Like, yeah. 11 layers.
I think it's going to be.
It's going to be great.
I don't want to put expectations, but I think it's going
to
be like.
I don't think you need to. I think it's going to be fine.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what are your must hits? Like, what are the places that you want to see
or
the
things
most?
Or whatever.
Things or anything.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much. I mean, shopping, just in
yeah,
for general.
Sure.
We're going to take like a little roll up bag. So, on our last few days in Tokyo,
oh,
we can
idea.
Just like go batshit crazy.
Not
steal
load
that bag because we get a free checked bag. So, that's the plan. Stationery stores, I'm looking forward to seeing.
Oh.
A girl after my own heart. Oh my
yeah.
God. We just collectively yeah. sucked all of the air out of the room.
I just got a vision of Yoko Yaga in Richmond. It's just like, oh,
cannot
oh
wait
God.
To see.
Muji.
Yeah, I know it's gonna be like,
and I can't even imagine the other things.
I think it's gonna
like,
be like times a billion what I can't
bajillion,
even imagine.
Bajillion. They'll have vending machines that have the most awesome
yes.
stickers in it or some shit. Out.
The
oh,
food
God.
Will be amazing. I think.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna try. I mean,
the
if
people
we can
watching,
spring
oh
to stay in one of those little like traditional places with the,
oh that would be
the
great
onsen
oh,
with the like yeah. hot spring in it. We'll do that, but.
Oh,
I have tattoos,
amazing.
And apparently sometimes you can't go in the public
oh, sure.
tattoos,
yeah.
So I'm like,
they got rules against
we'll have to
that.
Get a private one, which I don't know.
Really?
Afford.
They'll send you
I
the
mean,
ones they send the white people,
certain
too.
Certain ones,
yeah.
yeah.
I don't know anything
like
about anything.
The super traditional
but,
ones you can't have. There's like
but
very
that's,
traditional.
I mean, like I said, I don't know anything about anything, but Japanese tattooing is like a huge deal. Like
isn't it
Japanese,
part of, yeah, it's part
yeah,
of
tattooing.
But it's a different,
I guess it must be different.
I have no idea.
I guess there's sort of some layers to
yeah.
a whole
maybe there's
country.
Some like
maybe that's
maybe if you're part of you know the Japanese mafia might have different rules
yeah
for
oh yeah
maybe if you're a samurai I don't know
sure I don't know
who knows
I don't know
yeah,
these things
offensive.
I don't know anything about anything
maybe yeah you never know yeah, maybe knows. Certain things
well
are
you'll have to go and find out and then report back
yeah I can be escorted out
yeah taking notes all the way
and shivering and like awkward yeah.
A tiny towel.
Yeah.
They just give you a tiny towel.
Won't be awkward at all.
No.
Oh.
Fine.
Yeah, no, we're hoping to do that. I don't know, maybe some real touristy things like the Ninja Cafe and you know,
sure.
robot show. I don't know.
Oh, my God, you have to go to the robot show.
Everyone
for
says
me.
Such amazing things about traveling there. So we just know we're not going to see everything. So
oh, for
it's
sure.
just kind of go with the flow.
And, hit what you can and I'm sure that
yeah.
will be entirely acceptable.
I feel like Tokyo is like New York. Like you could go to a place like Tokyo, you go to a place
it's
in
massive.
New York
yeah.
once every year for 2 weeks and still not
and be
yeah.
fine
at all.
Yeah. 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 So yeah. just gonna go
amazing.
With it, not overplan.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
I cannot wait.
Well, I went to Vancouver Island, so that's the same.
Also great.
Right?
Well, I went on a European trip like 7 years ago, so
I'm pretty great. Pretty gay.
I was 18. Couldn't do anything.
Couldn't do anything.
Although in Italy, we got away with a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's what a European trip is for.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We got away with a lot of shit in France, too. That's when I smuggled the vacuum sealed tequila.
Across the border.
Across the border from Paris and Switzerland, or from France, Switzerland, into Italy, and they didn't catch me.
You badass.
It was easily the most badass thing I did my entire life up to that point. Yeah. Oh, and God, we had the worst. Because like in Paris, it was like rainy and cold. And then you get to Italy and all of a sudden it's like 10 degrees hotter and everyone's hungover. And we're like in wool coats, like dragging our suitcase across the platform. And it's like a bunch of 17 to 18 year olds, like the worst hangover they've ever had in their life. Everyone thinks they're dying. Just like right. Pizza.
That's a European trip right there.
It sounds like you did everything right.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, that's exactly what you're supposed to do when you're 17 in Europe.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go back to the beginning, you guys.
It's a very good place to start.
When was it that you first reached out? It was probably November?
It was before Christmas, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely before Christmas.
It was before December.
It was, absolutely. Yeah. It was, that's right. So, way back...
I was pregnant as fuck in December, and I did not care about
nothing.
So, it was back when I still cared?
Yes, you were giving fucks at the time.
Yes, I had some fucks left.
You had a few fucks left.
You had a couple left in the
bag. They were withering, but they were there.
In the bag.
Yeah.
Evan just did this, like...
motion.
This motion, like he's been carrying this sack of fucks around.
Yeah.
just rifle through. Just there's like, a couple in the bottom.
There's a couple left in there, just shake it.
Yes, the egg bag, of course. That's awesome.
But yeah, we were surprised to get this lovely, unprompted email.
See, I just imagine you get like a plethora of emails.
Oh, we get more emails than Twitter updates, and that's like it.
No, it's like we get an email. It's like, did you guys get that email? We got an email.
No, we get a few. We get a few.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks to everybody who's emailed us in the past.
But it's also very rare the ones that we get that we're excited about.
Yes. They're few and far between.
Yeah, we do get a lot of mailing list things. But in any case, we were all very excited to get this email that Lindsay reached out to us and said, hey, I'm a graphic and a technical designer here in Vancouver, and I love your podcast, and I wanted to make a shirt for myself that said HAG across the front because I thought that would be badass. And my heart is breaking with joy.
Because I was listening at the time, and it was like, bing, and I was like, that would be such a sweet t-shirt. So
the coolest thing ever.
I was like, I'm going to go write it with a giant Jiffy marker on a white shirt. It'll be sweet. Like, and I should maybe talk to them.
I should let you tell the story. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I was like, maybe I'll just, I don't know, like, I hate emailing people, and I'm like, come off weird, and I'm like, analyzed it for an hour or two. I was like,
saving the draft, and then we read it.
Crazy person, but it would be cool, so like, maybe I should just do it this time.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? Have you guys seen this great meme that goes around that, or maybe it's not a meme or just like a tweet or something, but it says, behind every great woman is 5 other women who will read over your email real quick when you have a second?
That's a good one.
This is that situation.
Yeah.
Pardon the interruption. I'm sorry. I thought like that was a good thing to share because
a classic
tangent. We can all relate to that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's totally what was happening. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to send this and who knows, whatever. Like,
you press send and it's too late.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
To workers, you know.
Yeah.
No, I was working. I wasn't at work.
I was totally at home on my own time. Wasn't at work.
Was not on the clock.
So basically, Lindsay asked us if we would be interested in making a shirt, a HAG merchandise shirt. And we were like, are you kidding me? After we stopped crying, we were like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Like hyperventilating, yeah.
So, exactly. Of course, we jumped at the opportunity to work with you and to try this thing that we hadn't, well, I hadn't considered it as a thing yet.
No, like, me neither.
I mean, we're just... bumble through this every couple of weeks and hopefully people are picking up what we
yell
put down.
Into a tin can and hope somebody downloads it.
And turns out we have at least one person
listening.
Well, two, Kate, our parents are listening, so we know that.
Yes, that's true.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah. So we, I was thrilled to sort of jump on this opportunity, and I was like, I'll take the reins on this for sure. I would love to learn more about how to do this. So this has evolved into a few months of work, you know, part-time, like here and there. We'll dabble into a bunch of
replying
stuff.
Replying to emails.
I know. Yeah. I'm slow. Everybody's, I mean... There's not
between us like having like little talks and everything and like...
And it was over Christmas and I had a baby.
I mean...
There's a lot happening.
I'd be like, just stated a human being and brought it into the world while we were doing this. So, like, you know.
You know, we're all busy.
Just casual. Yeah, we're all busy. We're all busy, Abby, okay?
We get it.
Finding tooth and nail for a career in fashion right now, okay?
Making my place. So I figured, this all started before Christmas, and it was like, okay, we want to make this shirt that says HAG. And so we're like, okay, how do we even do this? I don't know. I mean, I have an idea, And
we kind of know the steps.
Kind of know the deal, but I've never done it before.
Yep. Kind of wing it, yeah.
And you had done it for your work before and you sort of knew what the basic process was. And so between your knowledge already having done it for your job and my, you know, Googling and research and calling people and figuring out who there was.
Reaching out to people who could potentially help us.
Exactly. Yeah. We put this stuff together. And so it basically involved... you came up with some ideas for...
You shot us, what, like five or six
sort of inspirations. Ideas?
Yeah.
Little document. Yeah, just...
Some little typefaces.
What's out there? Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, pulled together a few ideas. And
yeah, we talked about them.
We shot them over and talked about it. This...
We had one... what do they call it? Like when you have one round.
One bubbled to the top.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there was a few... Because, I mean, I've never had to work with a graphic designer in this capacity either. So I was like... How many ideas do we talk about?
How many reviews do we get?
Yeah. And plus, you know, you kind of came out of nowhere, too. It's not like we hired you to do this.
Yeah. I mean, if I was working for you, I would definitely have written that out and told you how many you were going to get beforehand. But,
absolutely.
You know, this is a lot more loosey-goosey.
Yes. And we were both sort of learning, because it was a new thing for you having... you approaching us instead of the other way around. And it was new to me because I've never kind of started this from the bottom up. And so I was like, I want to learn how to do this. I want to figure it out. I want to know what are the right words to use in an email when I talk to a graphic designer. So I'm going to ask this one because she just put her hand up out of nowhere.
Just wing it. No, everyone's just... shit show everywhere, so just whatever.
I think they're all podcast listeners, so they all get this all kind familiar. Of thing.
Yeah,
so.
They know the deal.
Anyway, so it all kind of has been this work in progress in the last couple of months that we've been putting it together.
Yeah, so we have the graphic designer, we needed a supplier to give us t-shirts, and we needed somebody to do the printing, and then we needed to figure out logistics of getting it out to the people who wanted to wear it.
All y'all.
But not only that, we had, because we're the fashion hags, we had a few... requirements.
We had some stipulations.
We had a few stipulations because we're snobs and we want to
practice what we preach.
Exactly.
We're not just going to go and buy some cheap Bangladeshi t-shirts and bang them out.
And we wanted to make sure
we were going to do it right.
And if we were going to put our name on it, that we had to know that we were going to do it right.
Yeah.
And of course, obviously, Lindsay was completely on board with that. And so I did tons of research on finding the right shirts, on finding where they're made, on companies that were either Canadian-based or at least North American-based. American Apparel flopped. We know about that.
Yeah, so that wasn't an option.
That burning dumpster fire finally got extinguished.
Finally got blown out, that's fine. I mean, to their credit, if there's one thing American Apparel did well, it was make a great basic t-shirt for wholesaling.
The first few times you wore it.
Yeah.
That's the tea.
But they did it for so long and
they were the go-to for everybody. Yeah.
And everybody knew what size they were.
All the indie artists and stuff, you just get it printed on American Apparel t-shirts, right? That's just what you did. It was kind of an easy answer, but we didn't have that answer.
Fuck boys everywhere are scrambling to find a new supplier for their band merch.
Right? We'll see what happens. But in any case, I found two companies that really jumped out to me as good possibilities. The first one is a company named Jericho, and it's a Canadian company. It's a super cool company that if this becomes a thing and we end up doing more of it, I would like to
potentially give them some business. Yeah.
I think for this particular project, they were a bit expensive because it is a Canadian company and because I don't know necessarily the right questions to ask quite yet.
Sure. And they have a very limited run too. Like we're not making
really limited
that
run.
Many.
And I didn't know too much about their styles. I have one sweatshirt of theirs that I love.
Now that you're looking at t-shirts, you're realizing they have 37 different types of t-shirts and different necks and sleeves and body.
So like, many subtle differences.
So many.
So we needed to choose.
So that one was a cool one.
What the
cool
thing? Feeling them, which is also a big thing.
I mean, if the three of us could walk into a showroom and like look at everything and try it on, we could know in a second what we wanted.
Yeah.
Because like that's what we do. We talk shop and like we get into our fashion-ness. Like we've discussed before, like when we did my show when all three of us were talking in tongues and the assistants were behind us.
Like,
what do we do?
Yeah. You're like, just listen.
Yeah.
Just give us two more minutes. We'll figure it out. So it's different doing this online only.
Yeah. So part of the reason that I was interested in Jericho is because I have a Jericho sweatshirt that I got at the One of a Kind show, and the lady from Koi Depot custom made it for me. It's this like lady with like,
oh yeah, this swimming
she's standing lady. She's standing at the beach, whatever. Anyway, the fabric itself is absolutely beautiful. It's this thick, beautiful fleece.
Nice.
And I love it. And I've washed it a dozen times and it's perfect. And it is made in Canada. And by which I mean the fabric itself is made in Canada and then they are constructed in Canada. It's a full
that never system, happens.
Which never ever happens.
Exactly.
Which means the price is obviously going to go up. So for a simple t-shirt, what we were looking for a trial run to see if this has legs and kind of a fun project. And I was like, maybe we're not going to be able to do a sweatshirt that's $80, you know.
Maybe not the first time.
Yeah. But I definitely would like to come back to this. Or come back to this brand because they're very, very cool. Yeah.
Embroidered sweatshirt would be.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk. Yeah, yeah. We'll come back.
I just had a wave of like, what can we do with that?
So many things. So the other company that I was looking at is a company called Bella and Canvas. And they are an American company similar to American Apparel. It's all made in the States. And I've seen the shirts before. A couple of my friends have worked with them before. My friend Leah Schwantz, who does these beautiful Leah tees, they're called. She uses this company. They're really nice, good quality, and they have some cool fits. So we didn't want just
a basic t-shirt.
You know, a skinny tee or anything. We wanted a little bit more shape, something a little bit more interesting. Hopefully that's what we'll be getting because it's, again, like you say, we haven't actually seen online. Yeah. You can kind of see what they look like on a model and what the measurements are. So we went for this sort of boxier, relaxed fit. So it's not, you know, easier to wear, easier to buy when you put it on.
Online. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we went for. And that they had the nicest style. They were made in North America and we can get them printed in Canada. So I was like, okay, these are sort of the things that are important to us as fashion hags and as complete snobs.
Yes.
That
our priorities.
That we're checking the right boxes.
Yeah.
So we worked with a company called Visual Impact, and my friends, please bash the microphone. Sorry, Dave. my friend,
and we're trying
Sarah,
to find a way to do this locally too, right? To save on shipping and then also give business to local.
And by local, I was looking across Canada as well. Yeah. And
like, we didn't just want to throw money to big anonymous corporation somewhere. And like,
there are plenty of small screen printers.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Use your local screen printer. Yeah.
Happy for there's our business. Tons.
You'll get better work. You'll have more control. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to actually go and like see the shirts being printed if you want. Like you could go and see like, yeah, this is the one I like, keep going. You know, you can get a prototype right there and actually have a conversation about inks and dyes and how it all works. And yeah, definitely check it out locally if you can. In any case, Visual Impact is a company that our friend Sarah, who you should look up on Instagram at Ms. Judge. She does the most amazing collages.
Oh,
she
yes.
She gets these old Playboys. Her shit is so fucking cool. So,
yeah, she has some porno-y stuff, which is fabulous.
Yeah, you're going to see some movies.
Less porno-y stuff,
which
is
we love.
Great.
Yeah, her stuff is amazing. In any case, she has been like a wealth of
support and information.
Information. And she was able to find the shirt that we wanted. It's in Toronto, so it'll be shipping out from Toronto to be printed here in Vancouver. And we're going to make 50 exclusive hag.
Limited edition.
Hag t-shirts. So
there's
like a couple things that we have to say, like just right off the bat, and then we can like digress. So there are only 50 of them. It's a black t-shirt with white wording that just says hag on the front. It's in, can you remind me the name of the font? It's in this nice sort of styly.
I cannot.
I can't remember it either.
Not off the top of my head.
It's a Vogue.
It's a
Vogue-y.
Yeah.
Vogue adjacent.
It's got a serif. Very lovely font, and we're going to, it's done by a small font foundry, and we're going to support that. Foundry and pay the font designer because a lot of font designers don't get paid.
Yeah, this is the thing that I actually wrote this down like 2 months ago to talk about this.
Pay for fonts.
Yeah, people make fonts.
That's somebody's job.
If you're using them personally, you can just throw like $5 at them and get a nice font. Yeah. Yeah. Usually give it for free at first. Like, then you can test it out, make sure you like it, and then just like
$10, you know?
Check out websites. Like, Google, like, I think Font Squirrel is a website that has a bunch of fonts. There's Creative Boosters, another collection of. There's so many font websites that you can go and find and learn about the people who actually make them. You can buy them, you can share them, you can. Like, the,
and it's
the
fucking
world of fonts
cool.
is so fucking cool.
Lettering and fonts and typefaces and all this
it's
stuff is really cool.
It's a lot of work
cool.
to actually, like, draw and build a font. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I can't
like,
even imagine.
I think I remember when we were in school and Madison Craft. Was taking, like, a typeface course or something, or she had an assignment, and she was dying. Like, she was just like, I want this to be over.
Yeah, it's
very technical.
So much. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like insane.
And it's amazing how much. Unless it's like Comic Sans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Papyrus.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to make a font out of my own handwriting. How about that?
Done.
Submit.
Yeah. But fonts are cool. And like they're probably.
And essentially,
the most...
we're doing a word too, right? So
that's the whole thing. Yeah.
Is trying to find a font that is cool and interesting and
it's
looks
such
good.
An underrated, and... underappreciated form of graphic design, I think. Yeah. I've talked to my boyfriend. I keep wanting to say boyfriend.
You've been married a whole year.
What's your wrong with
husband.
Me?
First of all,
we get it. You're married.
You get it.
I'm sorry. But he's an artist and he's done lots of illustrations and it's crazy how easy it is to kind of
just
brush over that.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
But if you talk
credit
to a graphic
sources,
designer, totally. Same rules apply. Anyway.
So we found the perfect font.
So we found this great font. I don't know what it's called.
It's
but
great.
It's good.
We'll credit it
It's
later.
The best font. Our font is tremendous. You're never going to believe this font. It's the best font ever.
How dare you bring that vernacular into this podcast?
Because he's a clown.
Anyway.
It's easy. He's an easy target.
True.
Anyway. So when this episode comes out, you can go to the Hag Shop. We have a Hag Shop. It's at the Hag Shop. Well, obviously, the links will be all over the website,
yes,
and we're going to tweet the
we'll
shit out of them.
We'll make it easy for you to find this stuff. Don't you worry.
It'll be thehagshop.ticktail.com.
T-I-C-T-A-I-L.
Yeah. Ticktail is a cool, it's a free
it's another small company
e-commerce.
That we're trying to
Yeah, it's an
support.
E-commerce site that you can host stores at. You can host what, you can sell all kinds of shit on it. I won't get into too much of it because it's boring, basically. But it's cool. I've done a whole bunch of comparisons.
We're
of,
happy
like,
to have it.
Different.
And it works great.
Yeah, different e-commerce platforms like Shopify and Big Cartel and Squarespace and Ticktail and all these different ones.
I just drew it. There's a piece of paper in front of Evan and he just drew a
big old dick.
Big old dick on it.
It's not that. Well, it's pretty big, I guess.
It's like a proportionally. Well, it's pretty big. It's a bit of a balloon animal.
It does more look
does,
like a balloon animal.
Yeah, totally.
Well, whatever floats your boat, Evan. Well, you do you.
I'm very into clowns these days.
He did see Cavalia a couple weeks ago.
I did see Cavalia.
He's got big ribbed dongs.
There were no clowns. There were no clowns.
There were horse dongs, though.
I guess they were. They did make a point about saying that they were all male horses because female horses are harder to train.
Interesting.
What?
Right.
Because they don't like putting up with any shit.
Mm.
How
Good
about
for
that?
Them.
Yeah, boss.
Good for them.
Those bitches shouldn't have
I fucking
to
hated
with
that
no
show.
Shit.
Let's move on. The best thing about it was the chiffon capes. Moving on.
Okay, so
we found this gray web shop.
Found this site. It's called Ticktail. So we don't have the... It's a free website. Guys, guess what? We're not a business. We're just bumbling through this shit.
And
so.
We have one thing we're selling.
We have
so
one
we're
thing.
We're not going to like build a whole now. Thing.
So we're
so trying to find already existing things that we could just like copy paste, drop an image in.
And this bing, website bingo. Was great. It's really easy.
This
so
is it.
I jumped on it. Super easy to use. It's free. And then you can like the way that they make money is they sell different apps and stuff that you can add to your store. For SEO optimization,
sure.
Or I guess SEO optimization is redundant, isn't it? Hmm. In any case,
what does that mean?
Google
other marketing stuff. Yeah,
other marketing
search
words, etc.
Optimization.
Yes.
Oh, V will be so happy with me. She's been trying to get me to do search engine optimization forever.
Well, now you've said the words.
You
so
said
there
the
you
words.
Go.
Yeah,
it's the first step.
It clung.
Yeah.
It has clung.
It's like a cooked spaghetti noodle on a kitchen cupboard.
Clunk. So, yeah, so they are going to be available. We're going to do a size run of small to extra large, and we'll have all the sizes laid out.
And we'll have a size chart so you can take measurements and things if you want to make sure you get the right size, because we don't do no returns.
Yeah, we're not going to...
We don't fuck with that shit.
If we had a team of people behind us, we could...
We were ordering more than 50, we might be able to help you out. Unfortunately, pray that you guys just order right the first time around.
If Margot was 13 when we were doing this and we could have her as an intern, then maybe.
Sure. We could put her to work.
If we could send Margot to the post office and do returns and shipment, that would be okay.
That'd be great.
But we're
not quite there yet.
No.
So just size up.
Yes. Just get the measurements right. Get the size that works. We're going to do small to extra large. If it doesn't work and the sizing doesn't work, we're so sorry. Let us know. And if this is something that you guys would be interested in purchasing down the road or a different kind of thing, fucking let us know, because we might actually turn... This might be a thing. This might turn into a thing.
We're doing a limited run now, but we are very open to doing more in the future.
Because we're doing a limited run.
And the same thing again, or different, or whatever, man.
Who knows?
We're open.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps.
Yes. Guess what?
We're learning.
This shit turns our crank. We fucking love it.
I know. As soon as this became like a project, I was like, me, I'll do it.
She was Hermione Granger.
Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Totally. So back to some quick fine print. We're not going to be able to do refunds or returns. Any kind of duties and customs charges that arise are your responsibility. I'm so sorry. I just got a fucking bill from FedEx today for for a t-shirt I ordered.
Ugh.
Anyway, sorry, that'll be on you.
Yeah.
we can't pay your duties and shipping. I'm sorry. The other thing is that because we're doing a limited run of them, we're only going to do a limited window for them to be available. So we can't drag this on for 1,000 years, and we are going to be ordering. Basically, when you order your shirt, your name goes on it, and that's it.
We print a shirt for you.
For you.
We don't just have a bunch of boxes sitting there and we just pull a random one out and put your name on it. No. You order a shirt, that is your shirt we make for you.
Yeah.
It's made to order, mama.
But your name's not on it.
They're hella excessive. Your name will absolutely
be on the tag, maybe, but...
Like you're going to summer camp?
Yeah.
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 So we just want to make sure that, you know, all other cards are on the table about what... We're not a huge business. You know, we're not fucking Nordstrom's. We can't, we just straight up don't have the
none of the three of us got space to store all this shit.
No, we don't. So, I think the window, what was the date? The last date that the
28th of April.
So this episode comes out on the
29th of March.
9th of March.
And the last day for orders will be the 28th of April.
So once... basically, on the 28th of April, we will be placing our final order of all the different sizes that you guys have picked. So make sure you know your size.
And they'll all be black.
And they'll all be black. Real simple. Make it real easy on you.
Unless they sell out before that. Oh. So get it while it's hot.
Oh, shit,
son. We could.
Get them while
it's hot. You don't order soon.
Yeah.
We could sell out.
The sooner you order, the sooner we can put in our order.
Yeah.
And the sooner you get
your shirt.
Yeah. Yes. So we're only going to do 50. So... the last possible day, like worst case scenario, it will ship to you at the end of the first week of May, because they have to come from Toronto, get printed here, and then we will mail them. So we'll have a bit more of an idea of that kind of specifics information.
This ain't going to be some Amazon Prime shit. You're not getting it the next day.
Sorry. If we were Amazon, we would
have... Shit, do they have to be going on in logistics for that shit to happen? Where you can order something and it ends up on your doorstep the next day.
The day of.
It's crazy.
That blows my mind.
So there's...
I've had Amazon deliveries at 9 p.m.
So there's a goddamn warehouse somewhere in the vicinity of us that has everything you could possibly need in
it? There's a limited selection.
I don't understand it.
But it's in Richmond.
I mean, like...
And they have fridge filters. I know that. Because that's what we got.
I mean, you're talking to the bitch who will do a banishing spell and think that it's going to work. And it does work. It has worked. But I do not trust Amazon Prime.
That's some black magic.
That's black magic to me.
That is some sorcery shit happening over there.
That is some Hogwarts shit, and I will not be part of it.
That's some Slytherin shit.
I'm a Slytherin. Did y'all not do the test to figure out?
I did.
Who are you? What are
I'm
you?
I'm a Ravenclaw.
I think I would be Ravenclaw. So.
I'm for sure Ravenclaw.
I think you both are.
I think I only did the Patronus one. I don't think I did
What
the
was your Patronus?
One. I forget. They were both dumb.
Mine was some bird, and I was like, bullshit.
Mine was some bunny, and I was like, I should have been a bird.
See, I need a bunny.
Doing it the wrong way around. Shit.
I don't know if you're. I'm not necessarily a big a Potterhead as these numbnuts these are, but
I care enough to do the Potter.
I read
the
a few. I read the first few. I've seen some movies. They're pretty
okay,
good.
Okay, we can move
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Katie are like, sorry. Okay, you don't get it. Yeah.
We don't want to waste your time.
Yeah. Because me and Katie will sit here and be like, this part in that page, you, like, now there's a new theory about that.
Or yeah, yeah. Well, there's people who are like a Hufflepaw or Huffleclaw or a Ravenpuff.
That's
or
bullshit.
Whatever.
Like, just yeah. fucking settle, bitch. Like, like I thought I thought I was going to be a Ravenclaw because I'm very studious and very ambitious, but no, I'm also kind of mean, so I'm a Slytherin.
Mm, that makes sense.
I feel like that should be on your resume.
I'm
like, everybody's
cynical
should...
to be a Hufflepuff.
Yeah,
I need
yeah,
some like, logic and I need some reasoning and I like, need some like just
I
be
will,
straight.
I will,
I'm not very brave, but I'm hella smart. So yeah, I'm a Ravenclaw, I think.
I will cut a bitch if they fuck with me or somebody I love. So I am a Slytherin.
Yeah, you're a Slytherin.
Yeah. Yeah, I will not forgive you if you wrong me. You are done.
You're actually doing a wand.
I'm doing. Well, to me,
you're casting a slash.
It's a slash, but I'm casting a, like a cutting spell. I don't know what that is. A slash.
Sectum Sempra. Come on.
Sectum.
Of course.
This has been
fun. We gotta move on.
I need to go.
We gotta move on. The door slams. We hear Evan drive away.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
good times.
Good stuff.
Anyway.
Under the dictionary, you will find that is a tangent.
Yes. Onto the Hague.
Next to it, it'll be
the Hague-tionary.
Podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly. So, we've chosen our t-shirt. We're working on shipping.
Working on shipping.
Shipping.
We'll be shipping these motherfuckers ourselves.
We'll be shipping them ourselves. So,
hand package.
Yes. Hand package. Your patience is very much appreciated. We're going to get them to you. It's going to be fucking cool. We just want to make sure that everyone has an idea that, like, you're not going to order the shirt, you know, next Tuesday and expect it to arrive by Thursday morning. It's not happening. None of them will ship until the end of the month.
Yes.
And because
Zara
they have to be made
knock
for
it
you.
Off and commercialize it
before it
right?
I know. Get in on this.
In which
while
case, I will be calling my attorney and we will be filing a suit. Because what's happening right here, we have precedent. We have all these things. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But
copyright.
TM.
You know what's funny? When I've been putting together the shop.
Pen, penny.
Yeah.
I say it three times. It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. It's law.
I think that's how law works.
Yeah.
You just have to declare bankruptcy.
Sorry.
I do declare.
Oh.
My Michael Scott reference for the evening.
Anyway, so this is funny. I was putting our shop today, our TikTok, and it was all like the about us. And so I had this whole thing about like, get these bitches while you can before Vetements takes it and then nobody can fucking afford it.
And they put an extra sleeve on the front or some shit. Or I don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
I mean, like, the sleeve is at your ankle and you can't do anything because, like...
You can't
wear it. The sleeve just has a knot at the end of it, so you can't actually use your hands.
We always come back to Vetements.
Anyway, get them before they do because you'll never be able to afford them.
And it won't be the same.
Before suddenly being a hag is a high fashion thing and nobody can afford it, like what Vetements doing.
And then when that happens, we will have a whole team behind us and we'll have a Nordstrom situation and we'll be able to hire Lindsay full time and she can be our designer.
I'm expensive.
Yes.
We'll pay you what you're worth. Don't worry.
We'll have a pop-up shop.
We'll be expensive.
We'll have a pop-up shop at Nordstrom.
Honey, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You'll be having the Lone Tree Cider will be the sponsor.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. And we'll have a poutine as the appetizer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I'm trying to think of what other like any other things that we have to just make sure that we get everybody.
We'll try to have a flat weight for shipping for North America and then another rate for
international.
Right.
International.
So international
we'll
shipping can get hella expensive.
We're going to try to make this as easy on everybody.
Basically.
And as affordable for everybody as we possibly can. We're not making money on the shipping.
No one's
making money on the whole deal in general.
Yeah.
So we are going to take, we're going to break our pricing down so you'll be able to see like where the money is actually going to.
Yeah.
Because like you say, we want to practice what we preach. So we'll be able to sort of
dictate and let you guys know like how your money is being spent.
Why we chose this amount of money and what it's all being allocated towards.
Exactly. And, yeah. Part of that money is an artist fee, which is what you would pay your graphic designer when you hire a graphic designer to do your work.
That's right.
Instead of when because your graphic designer calls you.
And says, they do not like working on the off chance that it'll be in their portfolio.
Yeah,
it's a great exposure for you.
We so
you know, it's a really good opportunity to get your foot in the door. Yeah.
Trust me, this will
be great for you.
I mean, we do not pay in feet in the doors. No.
I mean, we have like 10,000 followers on Instagram. Like, this can be really good exposure for you.
What's your favorite kind of beer? We'll get you some beer.
Yeah, like we'll totally buy you like
Starbucks card.
We'll totally buy you like a flat from like a microbrewery. Like we're totally about that. We're totally about it and supporting small business.
But we don't want to pay you.
But we're totally not going to pay you. Like we can't afford that.
My friend works at Aritzia, so we can get a really good staff discount. So if you want to pick out some stuff.
Yeah, no, we're not into that.
No.
So that'll we'll be broken down on there.
We want to compensate people accordingly and we want to make sure we're not in the red.
Yes.
But we're not going to be...
We're also not going to be in the black either.
Necessarily.
So it's going to be like a brown, like a ruddy brown.
Yeah.
If we mix black and red, it'll be a slightly brown color. That's kind of like our goal at this point.
Yes. Yeah. But we're going to also donate some of, this was Lindsay's idea and I'm absolutely supportive.
Oh, yes.
We're going to donate some of the artist fee, if not the whole artist fee. We'll have to figure out.
Yeah.
Whole artist fee. Yeah. There you have it.
Ooh.
We're going to donate the artist fee to the Aboriginal Women's Shelter or center?
Dress for Success.
Oh, sorry, Dress for Success. That was the other one that I was
against. Yes, that helps, you know, underprivileged and people who need professional looking clothing.
Yeah, Dress for Success is cool. I don't know if it's anywhere and I know outside for a fact of Vancouver, but it's
that,
a cool spot.
That organization does a lot charity. Of work with the Aboriginal Women's Center in Vancouver.
Yes, that's why I was thinking of that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so Dress for Success is going to get a bit of a donation, which, yes, always, of course, that's... So great. So thank you, Lindsay, so much for that.
Very appreciated.
Yeah. That's awesome.
This is so fun.
So that is part of your money is going there as well.
Yes.
So
good to know.
We're going to break it all down. All of this information is going to be on the site, which now will be live. You guys can go and check it all out right now. Of course, you can check out Fashion Hags podcast as well, because we'll be talking the shit out of
it.
And get on it and buy one if you like it. If you know your friend likes it, get one for your friend.
Make
sure you know your size. Yeah, get two because there's only going to be 50 and then they may never come back ever again. So jump on it. And we're really, really excited about this project. I'm like a little kid.
Fun.
Like I've been working on this for a few months, kind of just by myself, you know, chipping away at it for a while. And Lindsay's been doing the same. So
here and there.
Yeah. So I'm stoked to sort of see where it goes. And if you guys have any questions about it, shoot us a text.
Yeah, any concerns.
Or pardon me, shoot us an email. And
any concerns, any questions.
Absolutely do not shoot us a text.
I'm not giving you my private number.
No. We're not that close.
No. And
bitch, you don't know my life.
There's
people I have sex with who don't even have my phone number. Okay? Moving on.
Also, when these come out, we want to see them. We want to be tagged in your Instagram posts.
Yes,
we want all of the gloriousness. We want all the selfies. We want all the body positivity. We want everything. We want you guys to feel wonderful and hegalicious in your hag t-shirt.
Hags for life.
Hags for life.
We want to see hags all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who run the world?
Hags.
That might be a hashtag.
Oh my God, you guys. It's going to be the best.
It's going to be the best year ever.
Hag life.
Yes. Guys, we're doing everything right.
Evan's
actually doing everything wrong right now.
Forgetting how to drink.
Evan had
two cocktails before he came to the podcast today.
Woo!
That was the beginning of
a Tuesday night.
It's Monday. Oh my God, I just had a heart attack because I was like, oh my God, I've already screwed up the date of this podcast once. And I was like, that's Monday today, right? It's Monday. Like, I've asked every person on my way in here. It's still Monday, right?
It's Monday.
Like, Tuesday night. Oh my God, did I sleep through a whole extra day?
Fucking mess.
Oh, he's spitting all over himself.
I'm wearing Girls Club, though.
Girls Club.
That's nice. Reppin' Girls Club.
So, 50 pieces, get them while they're hot because then they won't come back. I'm really excited to see how this goes.
We're very excited about this.
And who knows, maybe it'll turn into other cool shit that
maybe we'll do totes, maybe we'll do a button, maybe we'll do a cell phone case, maybe we'll do a sweater.
Ooh, I want to make those enamel pins.
Ooh,
so those are awesome.
Enamel pins.
They're very
Lindsay, how do you feel about enamel pins?
Love
Can
it.
We make some of those?
Hot.
Maybe some patches?
I love patch.
Oh, so
I
all
legit
of the
want
punks,
to make a patch.
Oh. Like Ashley and V.
Hag punk.
Former hag guests. They would love a patch to add to their punk vest.
I got a patch. I got a vest.
Okay, we can we can talk patches. I'm not no
I mean, but that all no that problem. All depends on how this goes.
Yeah, if
how
these
the chips fall for this.
By this first. So, yeah.
Yeah. If these things
don't
are
wait
sold
for the
out.
Patches.
Yeah, don't wait.
Get like, the t-shirts.
If you want them, like get
if you
on
want
it.
More product, support this product.
Get them in That's there, what, yeah.
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 And we're not selling you a bullshit product.
No.
No, we are not
certified.
Yeah, this
yeah,
is a certified
like stamp switch. Of certification from the Hags.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one thing that like right off the bat, it was like our first email exchange was like, I love this idea. Here's how it,
we want to do it right.
Here's some things that we have to make sure. And you're like, yes, 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 yes.
Absolutely.
It has to be a nice quality shirt, something that we would wear,
absolutely.
That we would buy ourselves.
Yes, it's worth the money that we're going to ask of you to spend.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be up.
Because this ain't no $9.99 bullshit.
Ethically made. Preferably in a nice natural cotton. I think the ones that we're getting are 100% cotton.
Yep.
So I'm super into that.
Mm-hmm.
Made in the States. Printed in Canada here in Vancouver. Shipped out of another Canadian company.
Hags.
Hand shipped by yours truly.
Grandpa might walk across the tissue paper or something.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Try not to get toddler baby barf on it for you.
Maybe people are into that.
Maybe people are into that. Yeah. We'll pay extra.
That's more money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're
testing the waters with this. So we're happy. We're very excited about it. But it all depends on you guys.
It all depends on you guys. Buy a shirt. And they're legit nice shirts. Like, I'm stoked. If I had had my Hag shirt, which I am excited to
yes.
acquire.
Yes, absolutely.
I can think of at least two events in the last like 3 weeks that I was like, oh, I wish I had my Hag shirt. I really wish I had that shirt on right now. But I had to wait like the rest of us.
You had to wait a month. Oh, well.
But it'll be right. And it'll be just in time for summer. I mean, for spring. So it'll be
prime t-shirt weather.
You guys will be ready for t-shirts when they arrive. So
t-shirt of the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fierce.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, like if you guys have any questions about it, then just let
Please
us know. Whatever.
Let us know. We are happy to engage. Obviously.
We're happy to tell you that, no, I'm sorry, you can't refund that.
Yes.
We'll be real nice about it. But.
Yeah, if this turns into a thing, then we can, you know, go back on some of that and figure that out. But
if you're being mean, then they'll sic me on you. And I am notoriously known in the retail world for being the person that you call upon when you have a difficult customer that you need to get rid of.
He's a Slytherin. Yeah.
I'm a Slytherin. I will cut you. Sectum Sempra, bitch.
So, is there anything else that, Lindsay, you wanted to chat about? Or is there anything else on your list that we wanted to check off the list about the process? Like, you approached us about this whole thing. I was curious about your, I was like, is five ideas too many ideas to bounce around? And
I mean, it always depends on the artwork. We weren't exactly aiming for, like, a really high illustration.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
More of a
colors
statement fonty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, like... Usually if I was approaching someone, I would kind of gauge it based on that. But if it's something really illustrative, we'll show more pictures and use more like examples of past work to
right.
convince them to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So just
and then I'll like do one version. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how I usually approach jobs. I used to work with my husband a lot on like graphic design projects because he's also does a similar job to me, and we would always each do a concept and then pit them against each other.
Nice.
That's fun. A little friendly competition.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes you can team up with a friend or someone to tackle the work together. That's always fun because you get better diversity and whatever whatever you're making. Yeah.
And then you have feedback or someone to blame when the tanks
someone to yell at.
Well, I really appreciated when we were talking about artwork initially, and I was like, you tell me what to do, because I don't know. I mean, I figured you would, you know, send us a few ideas and we would chat about the ones that we liked or what we didn't like or blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, is five too many? Is five not enough? Like, I don't know. And you're like, no, five is good. Yeah. Five is like a great place to start. So you sent us, you know, five of your ideas, but you also sent like a reference photo of like where your ideas were sort of coming from. And that was super
what it would look and like. To show on a shirt, like, what's popular, what's out there. It just,
and you gave us a great variety of styles too, right? Like some hand lettering and then some like real old time, like serif fonts and not like,
You gave us quite a good. Yeah, I like to mix in like my own flair where I can.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So. We had a hard time deciding.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And even then, there was another one that it was really tight between two.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that'll be the next run.
Exactly. We can switch it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's all part of the process. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, so
I don't
want to sound braggy, but
please brag away.
Please.
Yeah. It ain't bragging if it's your job.
Yeah, no, so I've been like doing this for over 10 years now. So I'm used to working with some smaller people who don't necessarily know the next step. So I'll often kind of.
But you've also worked with like, you know, a bunch of cool little companies, but you've also did a campaign with like Kid and Ace. And
yeah, I don't really do that much freelance. I'm actually employed full time, which is great. Oh, and that's why awesome. I don't take on lots of freelance because.
Sure. Because you got a job.
Because you got a real job.
Yeah. Well, my time is. You know, I want my time in the evenings to not be spent on a computer after.
Yes, absolutely.
After spending one day, exactly.
So, I've worked at like numerous places across Vancouver, some very big, some very small. They're all different and everywhere has its shit together or not just as much as the next. So it's a really fun side of the fashion industry, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And yeah, at some point, you know, maybe down the road, we can revisit specifically that outside of this little project that we're doing together. We can, you know, talk about, you know, artwork and design and
what you do to fill your days.
Yeah, I do lots of prints, like more print work than I do T-shirt graphics. So
yeah, cool.
And like woven fabrics and design those kind of things.
Yeah,
I love it.
I want to hear more about that.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
I like it. It's a good job.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah. It's creative and fun. And I work with a lot of cool people. So
awesome. Well, before we get into our obsessions, I just wanted to, again, thank you so much for reaching out.
So great.
It's been fun.
You like totally lit a fire under me and under the rest of us by sort of fast-tracking a process that I'm sure at some point would have come along anyway.
Yeah.
But having it come from an outside listener just fills our hearts with joy.
Very much so.
And
our cold fashion hearts.
What's a heart?
So again, thank you. And thank you for being such a good sport about coming on the podcast, because that was my idea. That was not, I was like, we should have her on and we could talk about it. It'll be so great and blah, blah, blah. So thank you again for coming. That was, awesome.
Yeah. And she even has an obsession.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to obsess.
And we'll figure out what that obsession is. And we're back. Again, wig talk off mic. Mm-hmm. As always, if it's not on a mic, it's off mic because the wig talk's happening.
Anyway. But it was kid wigs
and
so.
My yearning
kid
for motherhood.
Wigs. Yeah, Evan's all broody, but not really, not right now. Like in the future,
I'm quite broody. If you haven't noticed by now, 35 to 37 episodes in, we're not quite sure what episode we're on.
Yeah,
it's somewhere between 34 and 38.
Yeah,
in there.
Sounds great.
That's being generous. Yeah.
Excellent.
We can do some math.
But we can obsess about something.
Let's.
And it doesn't matter what episode it is.
Let's do it.
Who wants to start?
I think I started last time.
No, you should start because yours is the best.
Okay, I'll start. I don't want to argue. Okay, so on the island, I think I mentioned this before when I made a stool for my mom for Christmas.
Oh, yes. About this? I remember that.
My father-in-law has this great little wood shop in the garage at his place. He's got like a bandsaw.
It's a perfect place for a wood shop.
It's the best. I love it so much. It's so fun to like have a project in mind. And I try and have a project in mind every time we go over to visit them. Mm-hmm. But he's got like, you know, a table saw and another kind of saw that has a name.
And
a bandsaw and sanding situations and a lathe and drills and bits and stuff. And
so Katie's super well-versed.
I'm well-versed. And I have a husband who's very also well-versed. And he does all the scary saw stuff.
Yes.
So I don't have to do the
tell
scary
him what
saw
you want
stuff.
And he makes it happen.
I am good on the bandsaw. I can do the bandsaw.
Yeah.
The table saw, not so much. And then the one that goes down. That's like
skill
a
skill saw, maybe.
Maybe a skill saw?
There's, no, maybe. There's just the thing no, of like one of your limbs feet. Going towards a blade that is
that the table
terrifying.
Saw? Lids and, yeah, and digits. And
digits,
stuff.
Yeah. It's just like that thumb, I need that thumb. I need Thank that thumb. You.
Yeah. I forget. It might be a skill saw.
I don't know.
In any case.
More than I know.
Either just made my husband one. Like really proud or so embarrassed.
Me too. Me too. Anyway, so I, from leftover from this stool that I made for my mom for Christmas was this beautiful piece of walnut that I bought and made for her. So I now, knowing how much she uses hers, and she's shorter than I am, only by a little bit, I was like, I need a stool as well. So I wanted to make myself a stool, and I had all this extra walnut. And turns out, because I screwed up the dates of the recording of this very podcast, I had an extra day on the island. Sorry, everybody, for that. And so I've been wanting to make a little comb. I've carried around a little comb in my purse for like 10 years. It's this little white plastic wide-toothed comb that fits in your back pocket. It's perfect for thick curly hair. Wavy hair. It's the best comb ever. I think I stole it from my mom 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, mom.
It might have been my sister Shelly that I stole it from. I don't remember, but I've had it for a very long time, and I know I did not buy it myself, so I'm sorry. But I've always
Whoever
wanted
you
to
stole
make,
it from.
Yeah. I've always wanted to make a little comb out of wood to replicate it. And turns out walnut is a hardwood,
there
which
you
is
go.
Perfect for something like this that has these long tines. So I made myself a comb,
a nice
and I made
comb.
Another little comb for my sister-in-law just as a project to see if it would sure. work, and it fucking worked, and I love it so
it's
much.
So pretty.
It's really pretty. It's got this like one strip that's a little bit lighter on one side than the other, and
a beautiful little piece of wood.
I finish it with beeswax, so it like smells kind of nice, but it's totally natural.
Yeah,
and
the natural
you
colors
try
there and.
It's so nice, and
I'm so
completely in love with it. I can't believe how well it turned out. I didn't expect it to turn out as well as it did. And the one, it really
oh
works.
God, it totally works.
It really works.
It's
and,
beautiful.
So I've been combing my hair like crazy all day and all and all
You're
going to
go bald, but that's okay.
Because it's, but it's,
and it's like
so
a head
wide,
massage
right?
too.
Yeah.
That's nice on
it's
your
It's not
head.
Like a brush where it's like everything is really fine and close together. Yeah. But I made one for my sister-in-law, Michelle. Actually, Michelle, who does
our music. Yep.
Michelle Carter Music. You can check out her website. Anyway, I made one for her because she has like thick, tangly hair all the time. And she's like, oh, I just sort of have given up on brushing my hair. And I was like, oh, you should try this comb that I have. And so when I sort of discovered that it worked with this walnut, I was like, oh, I'll make a small one for me and I'll make a bigger one for Michelle. And she's like, this comb has changed my life. It is
Beautiful.
A complete game changer. My hair is like super nice and smooth and silky and
nice.
And yeah, so I just made it yesterday. It took a couple hours, but it didn't take as long as I thought it would to make. And it's super pretty.
Beautiful.
So now I want to make one for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want one because I have
totally.
A shitload of
limited
wood.
Edition.
Yeah, exactly. They'll be $200 because it takes hours for me to make
yeah.
them. But, but yeah, that was my obsession. That's what I spent most of my weekend in the wood shop sanding and sanding and sanding away. But I'm thrilled with
yes,
how they turned out.
With the results.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
beautiful.
It's fun to go make stuff. Go
yeah.
make stuff, guys.
We like cool. making stuff.
Yeah.
And now
That's
you've expanded
me.
Your skills.
Yeah, yeah.
To other
Past
materials. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it was funny. I was talking with my father-in-law about the similarities between woodworking and like clothing making
yeah.
and dressmaking because it's
cutting
different
and measuring
fabrics
and yeah.
or like different woods. They behave in different ways. Mm-hmm. There's a grain. There's a wood line.
Yeah.
Or, grain line, pardon me. So mm-hmm. there's the wood grain and the grain line in fabric, and that you have to take that into consideration, and that can really kind of
how you're gonna,
up for you
yeah,
and
how your final piece is going to fit.
And so much of it, again, like in fashion, is with finishing.
Yeah.
You spend most of your time on a project finishing it, not constructing it. It's all about the finishing. It's like
mm-hmm.
dresses and shit like that. So
yeah.
anyway, it's when you think about
Beautiful
it like that,
work.
It lines up.
There you go. Makes sense?
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
Anyway. Go make some stuff.
Go make some.
Yvonne?
I've been eating a fuck ton of Celebrations cookies.
What are Celebrations cookies?
They're
I
like,
know I've
they're
had
like,
them.
They're like petit écolier.
What is that?
Oh, it's like a
biscuit, like a butter biscuit with like a thing, a layer of chocolate on top.
Oh, the really cheap ones that we used to get in fashion school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yes.
There's like fancy schmancy French ones, and then there's like the regular, there's like the budget ones.
Yeah. The dollar store ones that we're well versed in?
Yes. But they're good.
They're so good.
It's just chocolate and a cookie, and it's not like chocolate chips. It's like a bunch of chocolate.
It's like,
well, it's like melty.
It's like a block of chocolate. It's like having a chocolate bar on a cookie. It's so good. But like, I don't know. I loved the Petit Écolier ones that Abby always brought around when we were in school. And then I was like, I can't afford Petit Écolier. They're like almost $10 a box. And like, you don't get this many, but I got into the Celebrations ones, and then they were releasing like limited edition, like,
ooh, la,
like
la.
mint flavored chocolate for like for Christmas. And then there was, ooh, a gingerbread biscuit with like milk chocolate on top and a little, ooh, bit of caramel. And then they have like all of these, like, I think because,
but they got some Easter ones coming out.
I'm sure like they have like seasonal ones, but I'm
Celebration
just like,
mini eggs.
Oh,
like a mini egg,
please.
Celebration cookie.
Ooh, with cookie inside.
I'd be into that.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe a peep
on the inside.
But like the look of them is so fancy. Like you feel pretty. It's like a fancy cookie. It's not an Oreo.
It's like a tea cookie.
It's like a tea cookie. Like when you have tea time at like 6 p.m. when you get home from work,
with a fancy china, yeah, and the tiny spoons.
The tiny spoon.
And one of those like the cake things that have the multiple layers.
Oh, tiered.
The tiered. Yeah. And you have like three different kinds of Celebrations cookies on them.
You fancy.
Yeah. So like that's what I do. That's how I do my cookies. I do my teas. I do my feud, which was my...
Oh, I haven't watched last night's episode.
So good. Constant obsession. We'll never not be obsessed. I'll probably rewatch that series long after it.
It's already wrapped.
Yeah.
Sounds all right.
So good. I'll do a marathon.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like,
I believe it.
Like, just dumb obsession. Like, I can't stop eating these fucking cookies.
That is totally legit.
It's the best when you find that stuff and it's on sale, and it'll be like one of those sales that's like 6 weeks. So you, every time you go back to the store, it's like, oh my God, they're on sale again. Yeah. I get to get that again.
Yeah.
And then you have 9 packages of Celebrations. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I already have 2 boxes at home. I guess I got to get 3 more.
Well, they're on sale. I have to get them.
Yeah. But yes, highly recommend.
I like a good chocolate.
Look in your local cookie section. It's a good cookie.
Consult your local cookie tishin and Abby, are you obsessed with anything?
I am, and it's fucking weird as shit. I'm just trying to find my my little reference thing in here, my phone. One of my friends, John. Thanks, John, messaged me last week, and he said, hey, have you heard of that Poppy? My new daughter is Poppy.
I think you've heard of her.
I've heard of, I was like, I've heard of that one, the one that's currently on my tit.
Yeah.
That one I've heard of. Someone just shit on
me
up
off the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That one I know. He's like, no, that Poppy. So I looked into this, that Poppy girl, and she's at that Poppy on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and she has a huge YouTube channel. She's this girl. She's probably in her early to mid-20s, but looks 16. And she came out originally as a singer and has like legit songs that are pretty, you know, good, I guess. They're not awesome. She's not reinventing music or anything, but and she's got like kind of that little, like a tiny little girl voice, but it's not super annoying. So there's that. But she her Instagram and YouTube accounts are just her making these tiny. She's a very pretty young lady. I'm just showing everybody her on my phone. She does these like 20-second videos where it's just her either looking into the camera or just looking off beside the camera and saying, I'm on the internet.
What?
Internet friends are fun. And there's like, she in this super weird monotone
voice. Is she a robot? Voice.
She's kind of almost like Japanese robot.
From the future.
Maybe she's from the future.
Is this part of like a weird sci-fi future maybe TV show that we're all going to be let in on later on?
Yeah, in September, we're all...
Joke. Yeah.
It's the new Just for Laughs game.
It's a long game.
It's the weirdest. She has so many videos with millions and millions. And once I started Googling her, like, she's got a lot of attention on the internet, and I'm, first of all, I'm surprised I haven't heard of her yet, because I try to be on top of things.
Yeah, you find weird shit.
Yeah, so thanks, John. But,
she's not what I...
There's also a whole bunch of, like, conspiracy videos, and, like, who is that, Poppy? Of, like, people on YouTube, because there's also no information about her on the internet, really. Like, she's 23, and she's from Nashville, and she lives in LA, and she makes music, and that's it.
I can't abide this whiteness.
Oh, shush. I'm trying to see if I can just even find the audio.
It is really weird.
Of a weird. Oh, there's one of her holding a Mr. Clean sponge.
Are we going to get sued?
No.
This is a parody. It's fine.
I love Mr. Clean. I love Mr. Clean.
She's
just
literally
add water and scrub.
She's literally holding a box of Mr. Clean sponges.
Questions? Call 1-800-248-1612.
Is this an ad?
No! What the hell is happening?
I don't understand.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Did we just...
But also she has like... She has a very specific aesthetic. She has awesome clothes. It's kind of like Japanese kawaii preppy kind of look, which is...
Someone definitely like masturbates.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
For sure.
This is just like... Oh...
Yeah, what?
So what? It's the same thing, riveting and dull all at once. I'm intrigued and repulsed all at once.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
That is a good definition of obsessed.
That is a very good obsession.
She's verified on Instagram and Twitter.
Shut up.
So she's legit.
Shut up.
What do you have to get to be verified?
I don't know. Nowadays, they just dropped a bunch of criteria. I know Dave got verified, so sorry, Dave.
I don't even know what that means.
That's shade.
You get the blue mark to say you're the Katie Garnham.
Oh shit! Son.
Like you're the one.
Do you
one.
Know who
They're
just
legit.
Got verified?
You're the one
this year. Fucking RuPaul just got verified on Twitter.
It's like, there's a lot of shade. There's a lot of dumb shit.
Oh, she has 339,000 followers on Instagram.
Why? I don't get it.
Yeah,
I feel like she just cast us under a spell, and now
absolutely.
We're all gonna be like,
buy her albums and stuff, and supportive. Subliminal messaging.
We're all gonna have to go and buy Mr. Clean now because we're like,
yeah, I'm just gonna be like, I suddenly need Mr. Clean sponges for my home.
I need a million.
Like wake up.
Yeah, like in a cold sweat.
Yes, surrounded by Mr. Clean sponges. Yeah. What happened? The last 8 hours. What day is it?
You've been cleaning your house with Mr. Clean sponges for.
There's
like
no paint
weeks.
On the wall.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Yeah, the grout on your tile has disappeared. So this has been my obsession recently. It's just literally like. And her videos are so short, too. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to watch like 50.
I don't know.
Katie's not
I don't
looking.
Think I could do it.
No. I can't abide.
I took the bullet for us.
Thank you.
As I said, I can't abide it.
It's very weird.
Oh, yes.
It's a good obsession, though. I mean,
the definition of obsession.
There's like 18-minute videos on YouTube of people trying to like, of just people talking about her.
She's a fucking
that's
genius.
Interesting in
there
its own
must
mind.
Be somebody yeah. who went to high school with this bitch.
Who knows what's
who
up?
Who has the tea?
Yeah, who she hasn't paid off yet or something? Because she's mixed with like Titanic Sinclair is this like enigmatic Svengali producer that she's like hooked like she's working with.
Are we in
making.
A cult now? Are we part of a cult now that we just listen to that thing?
Oh yes.
We're being indoctrinated.
I'm fresh
as
off
we speak.
My Scientology obsession, and I'm moving straight
moving
into that Poppy.
Right into a new one. Ooh, I watched Going Clear the other night.
So good.
It scared the shit out of me. I had to
read the book.
I don't think I could.
Okay, that's fine. That's legit. I believe that.
Oh, that wasn't like just these people talking and just being like, I was so excited to sign this 1 billion-year contract. No, bitch, run. Just like it's too much for me. Just like,
how did you not see that coming?
Yeah, just like when you get to the last stage and all of a sudden they're talking about blowing up people in volcanoes and all of a sudden you realize it's all a lie.
You're like, have you been lying about this the whole time?
Oh, I wonder. Yeah. I wonder.
And you're $500,000
You're $500,000 in debt. Oh, God. But yeah. I do want to know what kind of tea they have on John Travolta. I'm very invested in that
tea. I want to know about Tom Cruise.
I want to know all about it.
I don't think I give a single shit.
You know what? I'm very excited that that Nicole Kidman is living the life in Nashville with her coiffed husband.
And their kids.
And their kids.
They have two kids.
They have multiple, yeah.
Two or three kids, I think.
And Vogue did the most beautiful video of like, it was like one of their 83 questions with Nicole Kidman. Mm. And it was just Nicole Kidman floating around her ranch in like a white, like voile gown with like a cotton kind of lace on it. And she had like the most snatch. I'm pretty sure she had tapes on. She was like taping back the brow, taping back like the jawline. Like yeah. She was pulling all that right back. And it was
looking
so
tight.
Like she could barely fucking smile, but it was amazing.
83 questions? God.
A lot of questions.
Something. That's but
it's like a
I mean,
final
like,
exam.
I'm I mean, like interested. One of them is like, which one's your favorite child?
I'd be like,
Abby. you don't know them enough. They're too young.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Lindsay, we've been doing a lot of talking. I know you have an obsession. Let's hear
about
that.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched any of the preliminary video, but I'm pretty excited for the new season of RuPaul.
Oh, shit, yeah.
You're preaching to the choir, girl.
Yeah, so I can't wait.
Did you watch the 18 minutes of the preview of the first episode?
No, I haven't.
It's on YouTube, girl. So get it.
I'm getting together with my sister, as I always do, to watch it. And my husband watches and her boyfriend watches. And we just always get together and
beautiful.
Watch it.
So fun.
It's the best.
When is it out? When
so my question is, how invested
Friday.
Did the straight men get into RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, they love it. Yeah, they're into it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I mean, we've been this close to getting drag makeup on my sister's boyfriend.
Do it.
I know. Okay,
what kind of queen would he be then? Would he be a cut?
Well, he's got a beard, so he'd obviously
he'd
rock
queen.
That
he'd
side
be a beard
of it.
Queen.
Yeah. And he has very beautiful, lush hair, so I think, and quite nice eyes, so I really think we could play those.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I definitely
the features,
thought about this.
Accentuate the
he
features.
Really likes building like model cars and airbrushing, so maybe we could bring in some of his personal interests.
I love it.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, and then like, so my husband would probably be more of like an outdoorsy queen, maybe like some sort of going camping.
Oh,
like
I love it.
Yeah, so he'd probably be pretty hot.
What's the drag lumberjack? Is there a drag
lumberjack queen?
Is there a lumberjack queen?
Lumber queen? Is this?
Am I coining this term right now?
TM, pen pending.
Yeah, pen pending. I mean, I'm sure there.
Lumberjack
queen. I'm sure there's been like 114 drag queens in the RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's yes. had to have happened. Once.
There has got
think.
To be at least one drag
Somebody
queen
who's
that
even
can
touched
split a piece
on
of
that.
Because it's such a masculine persona. Like, there's got to be something.
Somebody playing off that.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, like, Trixie Mattel, like, grew up in Wisconsin and was like, is like an Aboriginal
Trixie.
Person, like, from the woods. I'm sure she's fucking split a piece of wood in her time.
But that's not her.
That's not her thing.
Yeah.
Her thing is like, lacquered
Barbie.
Like Barbie who like spews insanity and yes. obscenities.
Maybe milk
oh,
could
milk.
Do it. Yeah.
Milk, yeah.
He could really rock
I
that
love
look.
Milk.
Yeah. Milk is so hot as like
as
follow
a man.
Him on Instagram. Yeah. Oh. Very good looking.
So my favorite, my
truly,
question is,
truly a hag. A hag at heart.
This is
absolutely.
Like when we said like we manifested our demographic.
You just painted yourself into like, you had like a nice frame before, but now you have like a nice gilded frame that's like got a couple of chips out the side of it. And it's
yeah,
like,
and there's a nice
like a
plaque at the bottom.
Yeah, it's like a little bit off kilter yeah, hanging
you,
on the
you
wall.
You can send me
you're
a trophy.
You're fit right in.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Yes. Who are you rooting for? Do you know the queens? Have you looked into it?
No, I don't. No, I haven't watched. I haven't had much time because I've been so focused on this whole trip planning and some other stuff. But I know there's one who has an amazing hat in the promo photo that's like a big red curly thing. So I'm going to say that for now.
Mm-hmm. We're rooting for that hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
That hat's going to win
just
the race.
Just like the attitude behind that.
The
hat.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Attitude.
Attitude or attitude. I love it. Everything
genius.
Is... all of our stars are aligning so nicely. I feel like this is a match
it's
made
meant
in high
to
heaven.
Be meant to be.
Well, I just looked at the clock and we are... TikTok,
getting late.
Yeah, we should wrap
late.
This puppy up. So, a couple of quick things. Thehagshop.ticktail.com.
It is live.
You will be able to get to it from fashionhagspodcast.com. We will be linking the
We'll be tweeting
shit.
It. We'll be Instagramming it. Yes.
Again, get in there. It's a limited run.
We'll do
so
our
you're
Facebook.
Get lots.
We'll do our Twitter. We'll do
an Instagram.
We'll
do it
all. But we'll do a lot of it.
Yeah.
We'll do it real nice.
Yes.
Make sure you know your size that you want, because we can't do refunds and exchanges. So just, you know, caveat emptor. I think that's how you say that. Buyer beware. Is that what that is?
Emptor. Maybe.
Emptor. Mm. Anyway, I don't speak French, so that's Latin. I know that. But yeah, get in this. We're super excited about it. I hope it turns into a thing that that works well, and then we can do more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all there. Find it, share it, buy it, get them in soon, and then the sooner we can place the order, the sooner you can rock your hag shit.
Exactly. And then take pictures of yourself and send it to us.
Buckets. We want to know the ways to wear.
Yes.
How
yes.
are you going to rock it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you going to rock
fit of the day?
Hag yes. fit of the day.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear it with your best pajama bottom on the couch on Sunday night watching Hags on watching Feud on FX? Oh my God. Did I just have a premonition to the future? The Hags having their own show on FX? Maybe. That's all up to you.
Visualize.
We're going to secret it. We have a board.
Yes.
Or are you going to wear it to a fashion event? Who knows?
Or brunch with your besties.
Yeah.
Are you going to wait in line for a mediocre brunch?
The Hags do not wait in line for food.
No, that ain't happening.
But if you're wearing a shirt and you're going to be seen, you might as well.
Why the hell not? Yeah.
Yes. And have your friend take a picture.
The Hags don't wait in line. We skip the line. Okay.
Yes, please. Yes. I ain't got no time for that.
I don't know. I've waited in line like a sucker.
For but brunch?
I love brunch.
I don't love brunch that much.
I love a brunch. Get a little day drunk. Love it.
Are you drunk in the line though?
No.
I would need to be
copyright
drunk
that idea.
In the line.
Yeah. Bar. Bar in the line.
Yeah. Line drinks.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
I don't know. Yeah. There's good places. I think the places that are good enough to go to brunch are good enough to wait in line for. That's all I'm saying. I love
and they're
brunch.
Few and far between. And yeah. Like I said, there's many mediocre brunch
there's
places.
There's some not good. Oof. Yeah.
And they wait. Suckers wait in line like a bunch of suckers.
In the rain.
Oh, yeah, I'm not waiting in the rain.
That's not happening.
We're I can make peanut butter toast at home.
Call it a day.
Yeah. Whip up some bagels, call it a day.
Yeah.
Here's a concept for you. Eggs Benedict McMuffin.
Just add some hollandaise on that bitch. There you go.
Yeah.
The
but would we
that.
Trust a hollandaise sauce from
McDonald's? I was
going to
say.
Probably not.
Probably not. No. If you were drunk at 6 in the morning.
Oh, for sure.
For sure you'd want
I'd have
that.
Like 5.
It's all you day want, breakfast
all
now.
You're drunk at 6 p.m.
Yeah, why not?
All day breakfast.
All day breakfast. Sign me up. Maybe Starbucks could do it or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway, you guys.
We digress.
Lindsay.
Thank you.
Where can people find you? If you're interested
you
in that.
If you want to be found.
If you don't want to be found.
My website's really old and out of date, so don't bother.
Okay.
don't look for me. Great. Maybe on Instagram. Just look for my dog. He's really cute.
Yeah,
look Boston Terrier. You'll find him through me.
Yeah, that dog is shit.
Just tell me how cute he is. That's all I want.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Yeah, can do.
We're really good at
I'm already doing that.
Thank you again for all of this and for coming. It's been
Thanks
super
for
fun.
Me.
I've learned tons. And and you started this whole shit.
This
emotion,
whole ball of rolling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Goes well, buy t-shirts.
Yeah, buy them. Awesome. As always, you guys can get a hold of us here and there and everywhere. FashionHags@gmail.com. We're FashionHags on Instagram. Sorry, we're FashionHags Podcast, I think, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
FashionHagsPod on Twitter, and find us on Facebook and like us and all that good shit.
Post
and
some cool stuff.
Do go rate and review us on iTunes because it makes us feel real good, but it also makes us better. It makes
us easier to find.
Yes. We get higher up in the charts, and that is it. Just is the best.
It's best for everybody.
When you type in fashion when you search for podcasts on iTunes, we're number one.
Yeah,
that's true.
But still, we need your help.
It helps. It's in our name.
No.
We need to destroy that Tragic Vogue podcast.
Yes, please. Ugh, let's obliterate it. It's terrible.
Yeah, we're way better than that.
Oh, we got a million times better than that.
If we need to, I'll start wearing big old dumb capes like Andrea Leontali, and we can.
Sounds great.
Chiffon capes.
If we need to, I'll do it.
We can go. Get some tarps.
We'll get a couple of tarps.
Sounds great.
We'll get a silk du peony and we'll. get the lighting in here just right. And
maybe a polyester dupioni, because that's a lot of dupioni.
It's a lot of dupioni to make a cape for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'll get a bed sheet. Forget it.
Yeah. We'll just pull a bed sheet out of the closet.
There you go.
I got a bunch of old beach towels. That'll
sounds
work.
Great.
Oh, good time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We love you.
But we love fashion more.
Bye, t-shirts.